Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, June 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Good news for Christians is pouring out of India. The ruling Congress Party installed the country's first non-Hindu as prime minister, but the good news doesn't end there, according to Bibles for the World's Ruchungapudaiti.
My dear friend P.R. Khindia from Northeast India was not only elected in an overwhelming majority to become a member of parliament, but the prime minister of India inducted him as one of his cabinet members.
Bibles for the World distributes Bibles around the world by using telephone books. Since Khindia is a Christian, Pudaiti thinks the appointment could protect that work. Next, the AIDS pandemic is not only decimating the men in southern Africa, it's also leaving an economic void. Times are hard for widows, because while orphan children will be looked after, adults expect widows to fend for themselves. Hope Builders International's Johan Hoss says the plight of the widows can answer a need presented by the AIDS crisis.
We are now developing a widows program where we will be actively looking for widows that we can train so that they can look after the AIDS orphans, help us with bringing the gospel to those AIDS kids.
And thick black sludge overflows a small drainage ditch that runs through the neighborhood of City Soli. In what is one of the poorest neighborhoods of one of the poorest cities in Haiti, the garbage in the ditch has been overflowing for years, with no one trying to remove piles of clothes, garbage, and other waste it was never meant to hold. Now Food for the Poor is there, working hard to improve the health, economic, social, and spiritual conditions of those they serve. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help Mission Network News broadcast in Romanian and Russian, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.